Good morning. Today we have two interesting questions, two simple questions relating to Dina de Malchusa Dina. The first question is, indeed, if there is an obligation to pay taxes, as we have been discussing in detail, but somebody does not pay, avoids paying taxes, dodges taxes, what is the Aveira? What is the sin that he is committing by virtue of not paying taxes? So in fact, the Rambam brings in Hilchas Gezeila that if there is a king that indeed regulated, legislated that somebody has to pay a tax, and he brings examples, you have to pay a third or a fourth or somebody, some other set amount of what you earn, for example. So there's an equitable law and it's a certain percentage or it's a set amount per person. Dina de Malchusa Dina indeed applies. And then he answers a question. Somebody who doesn't pay is violating. What is he violating? He's stealing from the king, whether it's from a Jewish king or a non-Jewish king. So it seems that he's saying that the problem is stealing, but the Shulchan Aruch says it much more explicitly, actually the Ramah on the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch himself says as follows, Avriach mimeches shemido amelech legavos over. This is the language of the Shulchan Aruch, somebody who avoids paying taxes that were required, that are required to be collected by the king, he violates. What does he violate? So the Ramah adds a couple words, Bila Sigzol, the Isser del Raisa, of stealing. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues, Mibnei Shu goes on Manas HaMelech, because he is stealing from what should be paid to the king. So we see from this that the violation, the prohibition that's violated is lo sigzol, stealing. When Dina de Malchusa Dina applies and you're supposed to be paying and you don't, lo sigzol, the iser d'oraisa of stealing. Now nowadays, there are those who explain that you're not stealing from the government per se, from the king per se, because when we live in democracies, effectively everyone is the king, everyone is a partner in the democracy, so who you're stealing from is the other people who are paying their taxes. Some people pay in, those who do not pay in are stealing from those who do pay in because they are benefiting from those who did pay into the system. So there's still a little sigzol, but we wouldn't couch it as stealing from the king, but stealing from the other citizens who indeed are paying. Now there's an interesting Shulchan Aruch HaRav who explains why is the prohibition specifically stealing. And he divides it up, the rationales, based on the Ran's understanding of why we have the concept of Dina de Malchusa Dina and the Rashbam's explanation of why we have Dina de Malchusa Dina, and we'll explain as follows. So according to the Ran, the whole underpinning of Dina de Malchusa Dina, the reason why we have to adhere to the law of the king is because, as explains the Ran, the king is the king. Effectively, he owns the land. Anyone who lives in his jurisdiction is living under his reign, and that king has the ability to banish, to expel anyone who does not adhere to his dictates. Accordingly, he says as follows, that somebody who's living in the land controlled by the king, and he is not paying the king for the benefits he receives, because the king can monetize those benefits. In other words, somebody who's living in the jurisdiction of the king and he's able to do business, he's able to transact business and earn a parnasa, so that is something that the king charges for. He charges taxes, and somebody who is not paying taxes, the king could be selling that right to somebody else who would wanted to have that right to do business in his area. So somebody who's doing business, who's earning a parnasa and not paying the taxes, it's effectively taking funds from the king, because the king has effectively an ownership, right? And if you're not going to pay for the right to live there, somebody else indeed will. So that's based on the Ran's explanation. The second explanation is based on the Rashbam. The Rashbam explains that the underpinnings of Dina de Malchusa Dina is the social contract between people who live in a certain area. They come together and they commit that we are going to adhere to the requirements of a certain government. So similarly, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in explaining based on this Rambam, that the king or the government is muhsak. He has it coming to him that he has rights. He has rights when people are going to be doing business that they are going to have to pay him. And effectively, he has an ownership right away, so a security interest in the business that they do. And when people do business, they have to pay for the profits or however it's taxed, or the revenues that they are earning in the land, and that's been agreed to by the people, and the government has that interest, that effectively that security interest, that financial interest in what is earned, and that indeed has to be paid to the government. They own it, and if you don't pay it, you're keeping something that the government owns. So those are based on those two rationales we explained now, and we see and understand why the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah explain that somebody who has to pay taxes and did not pay is over the Isser, violating the Isser of Lo Tigzol. One more interesting question, a lot shorter this one, is if a government legislates, and many do, that if somebody doesn't pay taxes, there are fines and fees and interest. For example, if you don't pay your quarter of your net profits, 25%, then we're going to double it, 50%. Is that also Dina de Malchusedina, or is only the basic tax that you'd have to pay Dina de Malchusedina, not the interest and fines from somebody who doesn't pay the taxes? So in fact, the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim says as follows, Sheyesh lo ligzor shekoma sheyignov, kol mi sheyignov ameches, indeed, the king, the government can legislate that anyone who doesn't pay their taxes, yilakach mimono, they can take more from him. Oh, yeareg, or they can kill him. This is all based on the Parshas HaMelech that Shmuel HaNavi explained to Klal Yisrael, that you want a king? Let me tell you all the powers that a king is authorized to take. And among them he lists, Vatem Tilo Avadim, you're going to be his servants, he's going to take all your money. And these indeed are the powers that a king is authorized to do. So Mikan, this is what the Rambam says, Mikan Shinosin Mas, Vikotzev Meches, Vidina, Becholelo Adraim, Kiyotzeba Din. All of this applies, Dina de Malchusedina, that he can even take more, and even everything if you fail to pay the basic taxes. The Shulchan Aruch says that as well in Choshen Mishpat. He says, Shegazer shekol mi sheyavor al davar zeh yilkacheu kol nechasav lebeis hamelech. Indeed, if a king legislates that if somebody doesn't pay his taxes, he can take all of their assets. Indeed, that is included in the concept, in the requirement of Dina, the Machusa Dina, and that would not be a government stealing from someone. It's Eino Gezel, indeed, that the government would take the person's assets because he failed to pay his taxes. Have a wonderful day.